Welcome once again to the Pocket Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hearn. With me today are Fraser McInnes.
Hello.
And Chris James.
Hello.
Hello. This is Pocket Gamer, the Pocket Gamer Podcast B. You'll have listened to and enjoyed on Friday. This is the Monday version where we talk about games that we've been playing. The second one thereof. I haven't listened to the last one. Have either of you?
Well, when I edited it.
I wasn't in it, but I listened to it. Yeah, Fraser listens to it. He does listen to it sometimes, he edits them.
Was it good? Did it work?
Oh, it was quite good, yeah. It was quite, worked quite well.
I am for this new two-part structure. I think it works well.
We've had the listening masses have said that as well. We had like two people saying that's quite good.
Both of our listeners said that. That's awesome.
I might have made that. Both listeners.
Yeah. Right, so... Yeah.
Well, I told my mum to say, I don't know. So we've been playing some games.
Playing games, eh?
I know.
Can you believe this is what you'd be doing when you were, you know, got to... You had a job of sorts.
Can you believe this is what you'd be doing?
Genuinely.
I told you, you could come to nothing, Fraser. That's what mine would say.
See?
Waste of time, James, I told you. Could do better.
I used to think it would be really, when I was younger, like most people, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be amazing to be a games journalist when I grow up and I can play games and write reviews and things like that. And I've been disappointed consistently by how boring it really is. How about you guys?
I find really tough. The thing that disappointed me is staff, really. It's awful. Don't hire anybody ever.
Particularly not people who are disappointed by everything that they're
it's fine. But seriously, you know, I thought I'd my own business be glamorous. To be honest, it's just that. It's just work all the time. Yeah. What do you think would be glamorous when you were a kid, Fraser? Was it the porn career you thought would that be the way? Or?
I did toy with that.
How's that works out?
I had a good porn name and everything, which I can't remember.
Did you watch your porn name?
I'll remember it later. Oh. The Cookie Monster.
Spanky McDoodle.
Spanky McDoodle, yeah. No, I, like everyone, I imagine that the games industry would be a glamorous career. I'm not disappointed with it, but I am surprised by how little games playing is involved. Because you're often just so busy writing about them that you don't get to play them as often as you might like. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's what I find. I think it's tedious because I'll meet people. I'll go to a party with Susie or something, and someone says, "So what do you do?" And I'll say, "Oh, yeah, I'm a games journalist." And they'll say, "Oh, right. So you get to just play games for a living, do you?" And I feel like glass.
No.
I go, no, I don't. I never play games. I just sit there and do admin. That's my life.
Yeah.
I think that's what games journalists do. They do a lot of pitches. They have to go to events, which is also quite, you know, you get sweaty, don't you? But that's what it is. It's just stressful, like anything else. We're heroes, really. We're like
we are unsung heroes,
like the army or the fire service. I mean, we go through some touch.
We're like the miners of the 21st century.
Yeah. Are we the miners?
Yeah.
What were the rumor miners?
Oh, let's.
That was the wrong podcast. Sorry.
Wrong podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
You put podcast A stuff and podcast B. Anyway, so we've been getting back on topic. We've been playing some games. They are Avatar and Wireway. This is our tradition. We pick like a big blockbuster of a game. That's Avatar.
And then we
pick like a low key, more unusual game, and that's Wireway. And I think that's the way we're going to do it from now on.
I think it's good. Yeah, something big, something small and fun.
Yep.
Although you know, maybe Konami wouldn't say it's small and fun. They'd probably say it was fun, but not small. Maybe. So yeah. So who? Who's got Avatar? So we've all played Avatar then, yeah?
Avatar
first. I played it for about a minute. Let's do Avatar.
I think Avatar first. Avatar, big, big budget. Can we, before we talk about it, the game, because I'm playing as well, are we excited about the film, Avatar? Are we excited about the prospect? I couldn't be less excited about this,
no,
I don't think.
Zero.
If I tried.
On the Bristol excitement scale, I'm about a 2.
What does the scale go up to?
Yeah, I literally. What the Bristol excitement scale? Is 7 sloppy?
Yes, 7. You know, a watery discharge. One is something solid. One is nothing. One is like nuts.
Yeah, yeah. My excitement is it's hard, bitty. It really, it's non-existent. In fact, it's not even on the scale, my excitement. It's, you know,
I want to be excited about Avatar because I do think I'm still a bit of a sucker for a special effect, and it's obviously got plenty of those. But it couldn't be a worse premise for a film ever. Like, the kind of, if they're trying to give over a message, the message couldn't be any more shoved down your throat and obvious and preachy if it tried. You know, this whole thing, humans are bad, they rape the environment, and they kill cute blue creatures and all this nonsense. And also the names that they've given to everything, obviously, as well. You talked about this before, Rob, about how you hate it when films try to give, like, sort of pseudo-scientific names to things to make them sound legitimate when, in fact, they're just really obvious and stupid. And the planet is called Pandorum. Or Pandora, sorry, for a start, which is...
So don't open that.
Don't open that.
Should we
go
there? Should we open that box? No, don't do that.
Exactly. And also, the resource that they're mining...
Yeah, that's my favourite.
...to collect. What's it called again?
Unobtainium. Is that hard to get hold of then? Oh, it's,
Seriously, that's embarrassing. That's really... Honestly, David Cameron, James Cameron, which one is that again? One of them's a political...
David Cameron, that'd be quite good.
David Cameron
Avatar,
directs
that'd
Avatar
be quite good.
Happily.
I participate in the watch
environment. James Cameron should hang his head in shame. Unobtainium. Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. I'm good. Well, I just wanted to, I think it's important because it's obviously, it's a big budget kind of film and it's good to see. I just don't really get. I'm a big fan of some of Cameron's work, I have to say. I think he's a great filmmaker. He made some really exciting films. One really, the screaming and the running and the shooting and the...
Titanic.
I don't know. It's when films and games have not had a happy history, have they? And this kind of principle of it being some sort of video game type experience is I'm not excited about it. However, having said that, that doesn't have to colour the game. I've been playing. I played the game for. I'd probably put a couple of hours into it, I guess. And I think it's not bad. You know, not bad at all. Actually, I think visually, I think it's quite impressive. I don't know if that's fair. Anybody disagrees or agrees otherwise, but I think it's quite visually impressive, isn't it?
I thought it was good when I played it. I thought and I haven't got off the opening stages. Unlike you, I didn't have 2 hours free.
I didn't have 2 hours. I just I'm charged. I just made it. I made them.
Just did it. Yeah. I was able to free up about 3 minutes. So I got through the opening kind of level where you're just training. I guess you're just picking up those power balls. It's funny, isn't it? Because it's 3D, but it's not open world 3D. At least not the bit that I'm at. You're kind of channeled.
No, but I don't think I wouldn't expect. I guess I don't think I'd really expect a full open world 3D myself. I don't think that we should expect that of.
I mean, you've got Gangstar was open world 3D, wasn't it? And.
That's true.
Raven Sword.
I think maybe is what you're getting at more so that you're almost on rails a little bit. Like it's something like the environment that you can see like immediately next to you isn't necessarily traversable. Like the camera sort of like pushes you in a little bit and moves you
That's
in.
That's true. That's definitely true. Yeah.
It's a Crash Bandicoot type of 3D.
It is. They haven't got Crash Bandicoot in it though, which would have been quite good. That'd been quite good if they sort of suddenly inverted some random games characters.
I would love to have been able to unload that machine gun on Crash Bandicoot in Pandora. In Avatar. That would have been good.
Yeah. But I'm quite impressed. The scale of it, I think the control system isn't too bad. It's a little bit skittish as always with when you're doing these on-screen buttons, but I think generally it's relatively forgiving and it works well. There's not too many things that experience I've had so far where I've had the annoying or couldn't quite jump far enough or it would be great if I had a joystick in my hand. I've enjoyed kind of playing through it. I don't really feel any affinity for the characters, and I don't find myself looking at the alien world going, wow, that's amazing. But But I do, yeah, I'm quite impressed with the kind of gameplay, the variety of it. There's not a lot wrong with it. I mean, the texture's a bit, you get up a bit too close or a bit, do look a little bit shedy, but, you know, what you, this is an iPhone, this is a phone in the day, I'm not expecting PlayStation 3 quality. The thing that really annoys me, though, the one thing that does annoy me is, like, the combat thing just seems a little bit random. I don't know if you felt that, Fraser, but...
Yeah, I did
think
that
was a bit silly. Shooting at, you've got a gun to shoot at something, and you end up having to go in and kick them whilst shooting at them at the same time. I just think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you mostly as far as the game. I think it's a better game than it's probably... I mean, I've not seen the film, so it's unfair for me to judge it outright, but I think Avatar in general as a concept probably is more suited to being a game than it is to being a film, because you've got such clear definition of, you know, the good guys and the bad guys and all this sort of thing. You know, even down to the point where visually it's really easy to identify, you know, who's on which side, which is obviously kind of like a visual quirk of gaming. But, you know, one of the things that is really impressive about Avatar on the iPhone, I think anyway, well, I mean, it might be that it's sort of somehow upscaled on 3GS or something, or maybe it just runs a little bit more smoothly. But when you do get into the jungles, there's all sorts of really nice, like, kind of dynamic shadows and stuff. And I mean, there's a lot of detail in there as well. You know, there's no stuff that's just been stuck in there.
There is. There's a lot of detail.
You know? Yeah, it's really full.
They've been very ambitious.
Definitely, yeah. They've definitely, I think, because obviously there's a certain weight of expectation because this film is supposed to be like a special effects extravaganza, so it wouldn't really do for the game to be
expensive film ever, isn't it? Yeah.
It's, I think so, and it's been filmed for stereoscopic 3D and everything. So I mean, it's almost like a sort of the filmic equivalent of a tech demo. And so I suppose the game has got to kind of deliver on that expectation as well. And like what it does, apart from the combat, which isn't unforgivable, but it isn't great, but what it does apart from the combat is it does well enough. You know, the running, jumping, climbing trees is all fine. You know, the scaling walls and everything, that's all pretty intuitive. The touchscreen buttons themselves don't ever really seem to stick the way they often do in these sorts of games. And generally, it seems quite good. And also, another thing that I was quite impressed with is that there are some quite nice set pieces even early on. I mean, one of the parts that I got to, you sort of get ambushed by this stampede of animals, and there's this little kind of cutscene, and then the next thing you know, you're kind of hurtling down this branch, and you've got to sort of slide down it, and duck and jump over various obstacles in your way. And that's a really, really cool bit, and that actually genuinely got my kind of gaming pulse racing a little bit, and I really enjoyed that bit. So I mean, if that's the early stages of the game, then I suppose it's fair to say the rest of the game has quite a bit of promise. But it's not gonna, it hasn't set my world on fire as of yet either.
No.
Well, I'm playing it now, and it's good. It's good enough, isn't it? I think I have an innate kind of reservation about games like this on platforms like this, but that's just a prejudice, so it shouldn't be really taken into consideration. But I tend to find I don't get very involved if I'm playing a kind of big, ambitious, particularly 3D game like this on an iPhone. iPod. I do find myself thinking, why am I not just playing a 360?
Yeah.
Playing a casual
game
like this.
That's true.
But that's just a prejudice.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a good job. Job well done.
Did we review it on the site already?
Yeah, we gave it a 7.
7. I think that's fair based on what I played.
It's fair, but it's a slightly controversial 7 in that a lot of other people have given it higher marks. But
I think it's certainly. Game Loft should be praised for putting a lot of, they've clearly put a lot of work into it. I mean, it is very ambitious. As Fraser was saying, some nice lighting effects and stuff. I'm even on a normal bog standard, phone here, the original. I'm impressed by the look of it. I think it does look very nice, and I am enjoying exploring it. And the controls, for once, I think it's because they're quite forgiving, and as long as you press the sort of right button and sort of the right time. You kind of get away with it. I think if you're hardcore gamers would probably think this is a little bit too easy, I think. And but yeah, I guess the thing, I'm not that bothered about the Avatar bit about it. I quite like the game, but I really couldn't give two hoots about the actual the setting, I suppose, which is a bit not. I suppose that's my issue, not the games, but yeah, I like it. I continue playing it. I can see it's pretty something I'll continue playing for, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour a day, and then I'll get to some point and start getting stuck, and then I'll kind of lose interest and not come back. Yeah. But the interesting thing about it is the price, though, isn't it? That's the interesting thing.
I was just about to ask you. Do you think, because whether or not it's any good is one question, but whether you pay what they're asking for it is another question.
Well, I downloaded it, so I did, but then we're going to talk about it, so I suppose that's not the same. What's it on now? $5.99? It was a $10 game, is that right?
Which doesn't seem like an accurate conversion, but it was $10 in the US. I do know that.
Maybe it's come down a bit since then, I don't know.
No, that's right. It was $10, isn't it? It's $5.
So I think it's would I pay that? I think you know, if I'd seen the odd things it's come out before the film. So I guess it's probably quite good for gaming in case the film tanks. Because the reviews have been kind of mixed, haven't they? Let's face it. I don't know. Would I pay for it? Oh, it's difficult. I think I can see the attention that's gone into it and the love that's gone into it. And I think it's almost... There's something almost kind of brilliant there. In a way, this engine using it, something slightly different might be more... might convince me more. In some ways, the game's really the Avatar thing's probably really caught against it for me. So if I was going into it, as I say, because I'm pretty not interested in Avatar, I couldn't be less interested in the whole thing. Really, I probably wouldn't spend six quid in it. What about you, Rob? Would you countenance spending that sort of money?
No, certainly not. But that's not because I don't think it's worth it. I think I'm going to be like you and kind of sit on the fence and say I think if you've historically then this one's fine. $6.99, but $5.99 isn't a lot of money in sterling. But no, I certainly wouldn't. I've got a real prejudice for cheap games. 59p makes me happy, and anything above that kind of makes me sad. I think £1.80 is pretty much as much as I'm comfortable paying. And if I have to pay $2.99, then I have extremely high expectations of the game, which this game doesn't meet. So there you go. What about you, Fraser? Would you pay?
No. But like you guys, that doesn't mean I don't think it's worth it. I think it's kind of, because we're so spoiled on the App Store, like talking about what things are and aren't worth is always kind of a really difficult ground to get into. I think based on how technologically accomplished it is and how much money Gameloft probably spent building it, it's worth $5.99. But in terms of my enjoyment, no.
Okay, so that's that. Yeah. That's Avatar. Okay. And the other game that we've been playing is called Wireway.
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 Yeah. Wireway. Wireway.
Chris and I actually got a preview of this game all the way back in in August in Cologne. And we had a meeting with Konami. We got to go in and play it with them, and they showed us a kind of... I think it must have been certainly a good bit past halfway finished at that point. And I remember thinking, this is going to be big. This is going to be a big license for them in the casual space. And Chris became almost instantly addicted, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I was very impressed when I played it there at Collect. And I've kind of played it again now, and I still enjoy it. I'm probably not as massively enthusiastic as I was then, maybe. But I still think it's a good game and it's a fun game. Maybe it's just because more months have passed and it's nearer Christmas now. I don't know, but it's the game. In case what we didn't do about explaining about Avatar very well is what the game was about, really, which is an action platformer. But Wireway, the basic premise is that you're a little alien character, and you basically are propelled around as screens by flicking a wire. So you basically catch onto a wire. And you pull the wire back, and they let go, and your character bounces out of the screen and hopes to catch onto another wire. And the idea is to catch stars and to find puzzle bits and all the usual jumpy about things that happen in games. That's quite straightforward. But I guess what the controls work really nicely. I think. I mean, I think it's really intuitive and really easy and really kind of quite entertaining in itself, that you're just flicking this guy about the screen. So yeah, I think the controls work really well. I think the characterizations are really strong in a kind of slightly crazy Japanese. Is it Japanese style? It's kind of Japanese, isn't it?
It's got an
Japanese,
almost sort of Nintendo-like charm about it, I think. In terms, you know, like you say, describe it as Japanese there, but what it reminded me of, certainly, like in terms of the audio and the way in which the characters react when you know do various things to them, was Mario. I could feel a lot of that kind of Mario style kind of charm coming out of this game when I was playing it, which is obviously
a large
Yeah.
I'm going to play it down the microphone, but it's quite WarioWare-y. But I heard the history of it is that it was developed originally for the DS.
That's correct.
It's coming out for the DS as well, I think, is it not? I thought they planned to release it on both. Yeah.
I don't know. I heard it had been canned for the DS, but I don't know.
Right. Okay.
So that's where it originated, and it does have a very Nintendo feel, and the sound effects are very Nintendo.
But it's interesting, not Nintendo. But having a Nintendo feel, it's possibly not a terrible thing.
That's a compliment, I think.
The wider scheme of things.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the sounds up and running. It's quite an interesting game. I haven't got that far into it. So maybe you guys can tell me, does it change much as you're going through it?
The levels don't necessarily always keep going from bottom to top. They start to change a little bit, so you've got to kind of use the wires in different ways. But I mean, that, you know, for me, I actually just find that one of the biggest things about the game is that it's so satisfying just to ping the character about the play area that sometimes you kind of forget to actually just get on with the business of trying to make your way through the level. Especially when you get to one of those fatter bands, when you can ping them really far. There's something really satisfying about doing that.
Yeah, I found the same thing with Spider, you know, the Tiger-style game. It was the experience of making the spider jump through the air was quite enjoyable. But I found I had a problem with this game in the time I played it, and that was the same as the spider problem as well, which was that I could see too little of the screen. So sometimes when I was making my moves, when I was deciding where to make the guy jump, it was kind of meaningless because I didn't know where he was going to. So we were just banging into a wall. Did you find that at all?
I don't find that with this game so much because the game doesn't really punish you that much. It doesn't say that you've only got a certain amount of moves, and it doesn't really seem to kill you off for anything, you know. So I mean, you can kind of ping them up there and have a little look around when you're there, and then when you get down back to the, like when you fall back down, you kind of have a better idea of where you're going to ping to, so you can have some exploratory pings. Mm-hmm. and then go from there. And the other thing is, as well, is you've got this guide as well, so when you do have a kind of a rough idea at least of the direction that you're wanting to try and leap in, you can use this little guide, this Peggle style dotted line guide to help guide you, I suppose, in the direction you're trying to fire yourself. And I think, yeah, I don't, that didn't spoil it for me in any way. I think that was kind of fair enough the way it's been built. I think if it had,
it's a fair point though, Robert. Yeah, sorry, Frozen.
No, I was just gonna, I think if it had limited my number of moves and stuff, then I would have found that a problem, you know. But as it is, it's okay, you know.
It does limit your moves in some other games, like in the challenge. There's a challenge mode,
right,
which you've
got
a certain number of flicks to get around a thing, and that is a bit. I think it's a fair point, Rob. I think it you just kind of feel a bit like, oh, where am I going next? And I can just sit a little bit of the screen. There's a little Doom-style map that gets kind of drawn in the corner. I don't know if you spotted that when you're playing.
Yeah, no, I can see that, and also you can zoom out and you can have a look at the whole screen as well, can't you? And you can scroll around it and see what the rest of the screens.
Yeah, so you can. What were you meaning about?
So you can do it, but you can't do it as you're actually holding the guy back and about to let him go. Generally, you're doing that from a position of ignorance, unless you're doing a lot of research. Because actually, the map I didn't find very useful, because it's too small, it's too scaled down, so it doesn't really give you much information about the what you're going to bang into immediately around you, the obstacles, unless you've got a kind of like Rain Man type memory for visual spatial memory, then you're going to have to zoom out an awful lot to hold onto your bearings as you make your way through the level. But it's not a massive criticism. It was fun. I thought it has a real tactile joy to it, and the presentation and sound is really good. I'm going to play. I think we should just take a time out and I'll just play it for a bit, and we can hear the sounds, because it's quite joyous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Got a good cartoon. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. That's me getting a star. That's how long it took me to get one.
That's lovely. Yeah, I think it's enough.
Yeah, okay, no.
I'm going to just keep playing.
We can play it back there.
No, because I'm getting angry with
it. It's, this week's two games, it's for me the clear winner. And I do think that this is something that I'm probably going to dip into, you know, over the course of quite a long period of time. It's the sort of game that I'll probably have, like, kind of lots of miniature infatuations with and then move on and then come back to time and again. So, or at least, that's what I think, but could be wrong.
I think it's great. I think it's a good game. I think I will probably, it's the sort of thing you can come back and just try another level. I like those games. I think those are the ones that, to me, was the best on the iPhone, is that you can play it for an hour if you've got that time. But you can also dip in and out. It's a bit like Cross Fingers, which is my current obsession. It's why I love Flight Control so much from the start as well. It's the sort of game you can just dip into and you can just play for like a couple of minutes and still feel you're getting something out of it. And I think this is going to be great for that. I'm not as much in love with it as I was when I first kind of saw it, I have to say. I think there are some issues. The map is an issue. I do find it a bit annoying that he's constantly dazed when he hits walls. I get annoyed with that. I don't know why. I think people hitting walls should get used to it. And I think there's a few... That bit of, like, where you're not sure where you're going is a slight niggly problem, I think. But it's not... It doesn't ruin the game. I definitely kind of recommend it and buy it. One interesting thing is the price, which talked about price for Avatar. I shouldn't talk about it here as well. Which is, somebody tell me.
$2.99.
So nothing too much there. I mean, that's not too, it's why I keep calling why I play. It's why I keep looking for that. That's why I can't find it. But $2.99, that's kind of more expensive than a lot of these kind of little games like that, I think. But I personally don't think that $2.95, whatever, I don't think these prices are key differential. One interesting thing, though, is it has a lot of levels in it, but it also has the ability to buy more. That's quite an interesting thing. So you've got $2.99, that gets you to a certain point, and then you have to kind of buy other levels, or you don't have to, but you can buy other levels. So I think that's an interesting kind of model. I think the existing levels would take, you get quite a long way in, to be fair. I don't think it's an unfair thing. There seems to be an awful lot of, you get all the way up to level kind of, there's four or five like worlds for the main challenge game. There's loads of other challenges and things you can do. But you have to kind of buy other levels beyond that, which is an interesting model for Konami. I think this sort of game you could get hooked, but each kind of package is kind of £1.19 on top of that. Again, I don't think that's unfair, but it's just an interesting thing to note. Interesting kind of model there. So I think it's good. Yeah, I think I'd probably give a thumbs up, a slightly more thumbs up maybe to why, but I thought that Avatar was perfectly good. I think our review was about spot on. I'd certainly put it between a 7 and 8 myself, and I've not played as much as a reviewer. So, and Huawei, I don't know, we haven't reviewed it yet, but I'm sure we will soon. Mm-hmm. It's not my favourite game I'm playing this week, though. But are we allowed to talk about what else we're playing?
Very briefly.
Very briefly. My favourite game, which I want us to all play next week, is Arachnidoodle, which is a it's from Kinect Media. And it's kind of a Peggle-type game, but rather than having a ball hitting pegs, you've got a spider that gets fired into the pegs and catches between them. I don't know, have we reviewed this yet? Has it been out for ages? I don't know.
I've played it. It's good. I've heard it. It's cool. It's good fun.
No, we haven't
reviewed it. We should get them to review this, because I think it's only just come out. But that's my... It's quite easy in some ways, but it is just... In some of this Peggle, it's that same gratification. I think they've really got they've really nailed something there. So that's my favourite of the two games that not of a completely different game other than the ones we were talking about is that.
Purple so which, recommendation.
Yeah. Of the two games, Rob, which do you prefer? I think we should do that each week. Which do you prefer?
Wireway, I think. Wireway is more iPod touchy for me.
Okay, Huawei for Rob. Fraser's Huawei. I'm just merry Huawei. So in our jukebox jury style, it's X Factor style. We should rip off all the formats we can. Yeah. It's thumbs up for Huawei.
Huawei. Cool. Okay, so that's that dealt with. Let's go through the reviews for the week very quickly. I'll just race through them. You can get all the scores from this, and I'll tell you, give you impressions. GeoSpark, it's the first one. Fraser reviewed. Go on, Fraser, tell us a little bit about
GeoSpark. Yeah, we talked
GeoSpark.
About it in the podcast last week. So, yeah, but I gave it a 6. Seems to have been a slightly controversial score among some of the game's more avid fans. I maintain that it's a fun and a fun game that's quite well presented, if slightly derivative of Geometry Wars look. But it's too hard. It's not too hard. It's just too punishing in that it's only got one life instead of a few more. But it's if you're into that kind of thing, I would recommend it. So yeah, that's GeoSpark.
Okay. I enjoyed it. It was good. Next up is the Chronicles of Enotia 2, Wanderer of Luoni. Tracy reviewed this, and he's given this another excellent strapline. RPG, looking for good EXP, prefers high STR and low INT. He's given this a 7. So I guess he's what he's saying about this is that it's a bit of a dungeon trawler. But it's a very good score.
Yes, it is a very good score. It's an award. We give things awards, damn it. People complaining about 7s. We 7, 8 is like an awesome game you should own. 9 come along very rarely and they're just like, God, you're playing with ages. And 10, my God. 7's a good, 7's definitely a recommending getting this score game. 6 is even a good,
I agree. 6, six, is, six is even like, if you're into that genre, you should definitely get it. You know?
Yeah. It's above average. 6 is above average.
Exactly.
Okay, next up, Tom Clancy's Hawks. Another one by Tracy Erickson, this time an 8. So this is a very good game. You should definitely buy it. It may not have online multiplayer yet, but Tom Clancy Hawks clutches a superbly designed single player campaign in its talons.
Nice.
So that's Tracy.
Game of Ben as well. 8 out of 10. That's good.
They always make good games. That's you got to give.
Let me say they always make good games and occasionally copy other people's good games.
Well, we've just had a 7. Then we've had an 8. Labyrinth 2, we have a 9.
Ooh.
This time by Keith Andrew. That's the sequel, obviously, and this time it's just much bigger and better than the original. It just refines, it's just better, it's just good. If you like Labyrinth, you definitely should buy this, and otherwise, if you never played Labyrinth, it sounds like you should definitely play this as well. Flipped, FLIPT, hadn't heard of that one, I'll be honest. And I'm just going in to see what it got. It got 7. Damien McFerrin is the reviewer. Intelligent use of the accelerometer makes Flipped a captivating puzzle game, but the imposing challenge means you should be prepared for doses of frustration in between the elation. This
interesting.
It's a puzzle game. It does look interesting, actually. It looks like, it looks like one of these kind of high concept puzzle games that is that's very difficult and. For the concept.
Is that when we've got to turn the phone, 380 degrees, That's one of those things that either uses the accelerometer, I guess, or the portrait. So you have to move the...
Flip it.
Yeah, flip it. Hence the name. Get it. Right.
Yeah. Take Swiss 2 from Keith Andrew. 6 out of 10. Like a typical paper puzzle, the wordplay is the perfect company for your morning cup of coffee, although dictionary issues and a lack of variety taint the experience. So it's samey. It doesn't have a perfect dictionary, but it's perfectly fine, perfectly serviceable. Hippo High Jump, this I'd never heard of this one. 6 out of 10. John Jordan, Hippo High Jump is great in terms of presentation and art style, but isn't matched by the dynamism of gameplay. So looks good but is boring to play. 6 out of 10. Ninja Assassin, Damien McFerrin. I feel like a guy on the radio going through the top 40.
Do you want me to interject at any point? If you want to vary up, I think you're doing a great job, though.
No, I'll just carry on. Next up, we've got Ninja Assassin, reviewed by Damien McFerrin. He gives it a 5. It may look sharper than a freshly polished katana, but Ninja Assassin's repetitive nature and limited controls mean that it lacks the vital killer instinct you'd expect for such a premium title.
Is he related to Bobby McFerrin?
I think so. He must be. He must be. It's because that's how surnames work. So Ninja Assassin, 5 out of 10. Not great. Not a great score, but it's got a good name. But pretty much.
Keith Andrew, popping in again for the next one.
Keith Andrew, oh my god, Pirates. A six?
OMG Pirates.
Taking a dip now. Taking a dip. We were doing quite well. The sevens
that's
and eights.
Right. No, that's okay. We've got to have some. Six is okay. Six is a game you should worth trying, as I say.
Yeah. Next up, oh my god, Pirates. OMG Pirates. 6 out of 10. Looking a whole lot better than it plays. OMG Pirates is Cartoon Network style visuals. Oh, fuck it. Can't hide the fact that it's an uninspiring hack and slash game, entertaining for short periods, but not worthy of much long term attention. James Cameron's Avatar, we've already talked about that. Seven.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
From 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
An award winning game. Fallen.
Award-winning movie.
Fallen Episode 1 has got 6 out of 10. That was reviewed by Spanner. Some visual glitches, disjointed dialogue, and lackluster combat thankfully don't manage to entirely spoil an atmospheric, visually impressive horror romp. Ridge it's Racer Accelerated.
No, hang on a second. This has got a reference to Mila Jovovich. Did I tell you that I interviewed Mila Jovovich once?
No,
I did one-on-one with her. Did I ever tell you this?
No, no. What was that like?
It was one of the high points of my life, actually. Yes.
Was she pretty?
She was gorgeous. She was very lovely. She's pretty. She was charming. She's intelligent. She also had an album she just put out, which was actually quite good. At the same time, and we were just getting on like ice and fire. We were joking, laughing. I was going really well, and I think, in different circumstances, I might have been in there. The only thing really that counted against me was the fact that her husband, the director of the film, I think it was a Resident Evil film, was being interviewed in the next room. Otherwise, who knows?
Tricky situation.
Exactly.
I had a very similar encounter with the novelist A.L. Kennedy. I really, really got on with her, and I thought, you know, this could be something, but it never came to anything. No. Never mind. Ridge Racer Accelerated, Tracy Erickson. Ridge Racer, 4 out of 10. A disappointing effort that manages to stall on nearly every count, from lackluster racing to limited content to technical issues preventing play.
I bought that this morning, right, before I read our review. That teaches me a bloody lesson, won't it, eh? I literally, because I like Ridge Racer, so I bought it. I haven't played it yet, and I bought it, and now I'm going to have to...
It's a load of old rubbish.
It's not rubbish.
7 out of 10. Ghosts Attack. This is the final one. A playful shooter that tries selling itself on a creative use of map data. Ghosts Attack is best served by its mischievous comedy. 7 out of 10.
Do they?
Hmm?
Do they, though?
Do they? I think they do. I think.
I thought they're quite benign, generally, ghosts, aren't they? They didn't, you know, just.
No, they're not benign. But they can. They're evil, but they are limited in their ability to cause harm. I always thought this about ghosts. Why am I, and I continue to be, so scared of ghosts when part of the mythology of them is that they can't touch stuff? So they, you know, I should be much more afraid of stuff falling off the shelf and hitting me, or. Even children with like weapons could cause me more harm than a ghost, which, you know, by its nature, can't touch things in the real world. Yet they're frightened. Go figure.
You can't touch this.
This is the human psyche. This is how it works.
Shall I do the competition?
That's cool. So,
yes, do the competition, please.
Right, I shall do the competition. As you may well remember, we had a rollover, so the correct answer was given to me by. I don't know if this is a Mr. or a Mrs., but the name is Hayes Jenkins. That's H-A-Y-E-S for the first name. With the correct answer, which was, of course, Bad Romance by Chris's favourite, Lady Gaga. So well done to you. £5 iTunes gift voucher.
She's a lady. Probably. Sorry.
Probably. Right, so this week's piece of music.
Still is.
This week's piece of music. This is not for an iPhone game. But when you hear it, you'll know why we're playing it. So, here we go. Okay. Any ideas, gentlemen?
Bunny. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I could guess.
What's it? I don't know.
So that's the competition. So what do? They write into Fraser.
Yes, Fraser at
pocketgamer.co.uk.
Yeah, that's correct. Fraser at pocketgamer.co.uk with the correct answer. I shall arbitrarily pick one and with absolutely no fair system whatsoever, and that person will be announced and awarded a £5 iTunes gift voucher next week. And I was lying there. It's the first to write in.
Fantastic.
Okay, so that's it. Thanks for listening. Read our writings on pocketgamer.co.uk and give us a ratings on iTunes. And apart from that, it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.